Miller Lite, the official beer partner of your Philadelphia Phillies, is proud to serve as presenting sponsor of WIP's High Hopes Pod. So whether you're listening to the game, catching up on the latest High Hopes Pod, or at the ballpark, remember, it tastes like Miller time, Phillies fans. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome to the BetQL Daily Boost. I'm Lucy Burge of BetQL.com, and I am joined by Dan Karpuk and Rick Chapsky, and we have a Houston There Is a Problem odds boost for all of you today. It's a big night in Philly on Jalen Hurts to throw two or more touchdowns against the Texans and Bryce Harper to record two or more hits against the Astros. This is boosted, ladies and gentlemen, to plus 815 at Bet Rivers. And it just so happens that the Jalen Hurts aspect of this odds boost is my favorite bet for today. So you know I'm all in on this odds boost, as we all are. But I am absolutely in on Jalen Hurts over 1.5 passing touchdowns here. And I got this at minus 135 at DraftKings. So if you couple this with the Bryce Harper aspect of this odds boost, the value's through the roof. Jalen Hurts has hit this over in the Eagles' last two games on the road to their current 7-0 record. So I see him going over this once again against the Texans. He has 10 total passing touchdowns this season, a whopping 4 in Philadelphia's last game against the Steelers, 2 the week before that against the Cowboys. So up against the struggling Texans on Thursday night, Texans are 1-5. I have a lot of faith in Jalen Hurts to go over this. And then Bryce Harper, two hits. The Phillies are due for a hit, and I think Bryce Harper against Verlander and his World Series record, I mean, the value in this odds boost through the roof.
Yeah, I mean, Hurts, 6 passing touchdowns, no interceptions over the last 2 weeks. He can pretty much, I think this Philadelphia offense is going to do whatever they want here. I know Rick's going to talk in a second about their rushing attack, and I think that, you know, I'm really high on that too. I could see this being an absolute blowout here. That 4 touchdowns last week, you know, him and A.J. Brown have that special connection, which is really cool to see. And then Bryce Harper, he's 3-for-8 lifetime versus Justin Verlander. We know how Verlander has struggled in the World Series. And also, Harper's had 8 multi-hit games and 15 playoff games this season. So, you know, he's you know, performing really well. And at plus 815, like, we don't expect this to happen. It's a reason why it's plus 815. But it's the upside that we're chasing with these odds boosts and the value. And I think that there's a ton of value here.
I think the key is opportunities. And Jalen Hurts is going to get that today. They are going to be in the red zone often against this terrible Houston defense, and we'll talk more about that in a little bit. But the interesting one here is Harper. You know the Phillies are going to be swinging today, and if you take a guy on the Phillies right now to get a couple of hits, it is Bryce Harper. Yesterday, guys, I saw a boost out there. It was 19.5, and it was a Philly boost. It was 3-pointers made by the 76ers and hits by the Phillies.
Oh,
the 76ers had 19
3-pointers
yesterday. That is unbelievable.
All you needed was one Rick. Hit to get that boost. Oh my gosh. Can you imagine if you had that boost and you're like, oh, I've got this after 19 3-pointers? Because remember, the 76ers moved up their game yesterday.
Oh yeah. My goodness. Oh,
that is sad. Oh no.
It's going to be fun to watch this one today, and what a fun boost there. Bryce Harper going up against Verlander, and you said it, Verlander's been terrible in his World Series appearances, so this should be a fun boost. I'm going to be on it today.
Exactly. It could be very sunny in Philadelphia in this one, so love the value. There's so many things you could do with this odds boost. Plus 815 at BetRivers, and head to betql.com/boost to see all of today's best odds boosts and check out our exclusive sportsbook offers there as well. And of course, follow us on Twitter at Lucille Burge, at Daniel Karpuk, and at RickCZ1. Favorite bets for today, mine, of course, Jalen Hurts over 1.5 passing touchdowns. Rick, what are you looking at today?
The most important thing is they're the number one in that Twitter handle. I don't know who Rick CZ was, but he existed out there. And so way back when Twitter was created, I went with Rick CZ one.
It's much more original than Lucy and I have to say.
Yeah. So. And to the person who has at Lucy Burge, what are you even doing? Because you never tweet. So
I want to know who this person is.
Rick CZ one rolls off the tongue though. So there you go.
Let's look at this Thursday night football game in the Houston Texans run defense. Worst in National Football League. Pro Football Focus has them listed as the worst team as well on their rankings. They give up 186 yards per game. The Chicago Bears, who are the second worst, 156. The Texans are 30 yards worse than the next worst team, which is Chicago. San Francisco, only 86 yards a game. That's 100 yards more. And San Francisco's number one. Miles Sanders should have a field day. And his prop is only at 78 yards today, guys. So my favorite play is over for Sanders yards rushing in today's game. And I'm also going to go one step further and say Devontae Smith under receiving yards, because he's not going to get those opportunities. And if they do throw the ball, it's going to AJ Brown. It's going to Goddard, as Hurts really has a good repertoire with those two guys. So I think Smith is the odd guy out today. He's not going to get that many opportunities. So under 52 yards receiving for Smith in that game.
Love that call. I definitely agree with everything you just said. It's going to be wild to see, you know, how they can run the ball against this terrible defense. I'm going to go to the hardwood, though. We're going to go Nikola Jokic over 21.5 rebounds plus assists versus the Thunder. Now, this is Jokic's second game against OKC this season. In the first meeting, he had 19 points, 16 rebounds, 13 assists. That's 29 rebounds plus assists, and is averaging a ridiculous 21 points, 11.1 rebounds, 8.4 assists on the season. The Thunder have allowed opposing centers to pull down 19.5 boards and dish out 4.39 assists per contest. And since Jokic is going to play the majority of the minutes in a presumably tight game in Oklahoma City, shout out to the Thunder, who, you know, cover like every single game. There's a lot of upside for him in this spot. To hammer that home, Jokic in that first meeting had 18 potential assists per NBA.com, wow, and a whopping 20 rebounding chances in that first meeting. So I love the over. This is clearly my favorite bet today in any sport.
That is a fantastic one. Happy Thursday Night Football and World Series to all of you. Subscribe to the BetQL Daily Boost wherever you get your podcasts.